see them. They go there at 9 o'clock and went. And that's the only thing I ever seen that scared me real bad.
Yeah.
And I won't number the kid.
Yeah.
That problem.
Maybe.
Now what? Now we don't know what it was. But they said the problem is that I was a generator man. And that boy said his horse wheeled around, throwed him. And having a boy cut the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And when I Papa had a time getting so close. And that's something scared me about bad as I ever scared my life. And Papa didn't say a word till we got in that house. That's what Papa boy said. And that's where he been. They caught me getting the horse out. Papa was scared, he said.
Well, tell me, if you saw a friend of yours that you hadn't seen in a long time, what would you say to them, you know, just in a way of greeting?
Oh, I'm glad to see.
What about, let's say, if you woke up one morning in the winter and it wasn't just a little cold, it was...
Well, that happened to me all in the past. I really did that. Maybe we had the coldest winter ahead since I've been a kid. We had some of them last week. Yes, a lot.
Was it real cold?
What you talking about? Cold? Child, yeah, we had the coldest one of them last week in a year. Didn't I start the radio here? Yeah, that's the coldest minute since, you see what you said? I've been in Maine since 1917. But I know it was cold. Now I've seen some cold days, but last year was really cold here. How was it in your hometown?
It got pretty cold. It wasn't really that bad. It didn't get too bad down there.
In Omaha, Nebraska. You must be in the east or west?
In the southeast.
In the southeast? And then Omaha, Nebraska, all the state you would need with his son to stay with until he got transferred from Omaha to some parts of Ohio after. And he's going to stay with his family until he got moved. He called me one morning. Hey. I said, hey, how you doing? I said, pretty good, how y'all? Ain't doing no good. 21 below here. I said, what? 21 below here. He said, man, you took my cold and stone here. I said, well, they ain't getting much more in here. I said, they ain't 21 below, but it's really cold. And then the ice and stuff still on the ground, and trees and things around there, I'm tired. But it's really cold here. Cold in here since I've been, since I've been mad. I'd be just as cold since I've been mad. I know I've been mad about folks in here.
Well, tell me, when a friend says good morning to you, what might you ask him, you know, in return? He says good morning, you say?
And how you feel?
Would you say the same thing to a stranger, somebody you didn't know?
Say good morning. I say good morning.
Well, what about if somebody's leaving you after a visit? Might tell them, well, why don't you come
back again? And joke about you leave.
What about if somebody has done a favor for you? You might say, well,
I'm much obliged. I appreciate what you did for me.
What about if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not? You might say, well,
I have to put it on.
And let's say you might have to go downtown, you have to get something, or you say you might just stay there a while and do some
work.
Or if you're going around a different store, you say you're
going around shopping.
And if you buy something at a store, the storekeeper might take some paper and
wrap it up.
And when you get home, you'll have to take it. What would you say if a store is selling things at less than what they pay for them? You say they're selling them out of...
I said that must be the point I would be.
Would they be selling them out of loss?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's say if you see a real pretty coat that you like, you say, well, I sure would like to buy that, but it just...
Too bad.